4:06 on the Aaron Keck Show, 97.9 The Hill. AJ filling in for Aaron Keck on this Thursday afternoon. Hour number two this afternoon of the Aaron Keck Show. And normally this is the point where we start talking about your local community news. However, brought to you by the Alamance County Visitors Bureau. We're here with Heather Lagarde from Haw River Ballroom. Heather, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So we're here today. We're going to talk about Saturdays in Saxby Hall. Really everything that happens in Alamance County. Of course, Saxby Hall, it's a former mill town on the banks of the Haw River, home to nearly 2,000 residents. Since the closure of the old mill at the end of the 20th century, you guys have enjoyed a bit of an economic and cultural refresh, connecting rich Southern cultural heritage with a dynamic new initiatives in food, sustainable agriculture, arts, entertainment, environmental stewardship, and education. And I have to be honest, if you've never been to Saxby Hall, I highly recommend you go because it's always a good time and there is so much to do. So, of course, the main thing we get into is Saturdays in Saxby Hall. Of course, you have the live music concert, which is fantastic. That's a weekly thing, but I've been told that's not the only thing that makes Saturdays in Saxby Hall great. What else do you guys have going on during the weekends?
It's true. There's so many things to do in Saxby Hall, and we love it out there. There's kayaking with the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company, and a lot of us kayak every day out there on the river. There's lots of great restaurants now out there. There's some new stores that have opened up. But for Saturdays in Saxby Hall, we have a really thriving farmers market and a music series, events for kids. There's been 15 years of different farmers and crafters and vendors coming out, and now there's a bunch of food trucks that come out every week. We have giant bubbles that kids can make and climb in. We have a really crazy slip and slide that's on the hillside. And it's all in a meadow hillside that's just overlooking the river in a beautiful mill town not very far from here.
And the best part is, as we were discussing before we came on the air, it is free. And you can bring your family. That is the best part. You don't have to leave the kids at home.
Obviously,
if you want to leave the kids at home, please feel free. But the event is free, so bring the family out. It's always a great time on the weekends. So how about the Haw River Ballroom? It's part of a collection of businesses in Saxby Hall. What other small surprises are people going to find when they come to town?
Well, so the Haw River Ballroom has inside it a coffee shop called Cup 22 that's open every day, and people come and study there and work there. It's a riverfront deck filled coffee shop. There's also the Eddie Pub, which is a fantastic restaurant, the Saxby Hall General Store, which is a beloved spot, and the Haw River Farmhouse Ales, which is a microbrewery that has great local things. There's Left Bank Butchery, and there's a new little store called Otter and Elk that's got really beautiful local North Carolina goods. And there's also an island out there, which is a free park. It's got a climbing fish on it. It's got a bunch of secret hammocks that just got put out there that we're not telling anybody where they are. You have to actually hike around and find them and enjoy them on the riverside. There's just a million things to discover if you're willing to go and get yourself into Saxby Hall.
In other words, get yourself a little bit lost and you never know what you might actually find.
Yep.
Also, I know the Haw River Ballroom does events, including, and I'm really hoping this is true, an 80s prom.
Yes, it is true. It is true, and it is joyous, and I can't wait to see what people look like at this. And this prom is a fundraiser entirely 100% for SAFE, which is the food pantry of Saxby Hall. So all proceeds from this are going to help feed people in need, and we love this organization, SAFE. They're doing an incredible job feeding people in Alamance County. And we're going to have a lot of fun raising money for this project, so yeah. I'm trying to find all that single glove from when I was 15.
Break out the old, you got to break out the old wardrobe from the 80s. He's like, yeah. See, I knew I was hanging on to this for a reason.
Yeah, there's a great DJ coming. People are really going to get gussied up. It's going to be a hilarious night. And everyone, I think, will be happy that they're there. And it is for a good cause.
All right. So we actually post stuff about Saturdays in Saxby Hall on our social media channels. But where can we find out more about, let's say, Saturdays in Saxby Hall from you guys, also from the Haw River Ballroom, really anything that's going on?
Yeah, so there is a site called saxbyhallnc.com, and that's got everything you need to know about Saxby Hall on it, and links to all the businesses, places to stay, transportation, maps for parking, all that stuff is there. And HawRiverBallroom.com has all the events as well. So those two spots are the best to go, and we do keep things pretty updated on Facebook and all Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff.
All right, so now I'm going to throw you a curveball. What is your favorite part about both living and working in Saxby Hall?
I love that village, and I've been accused of being in love with a village, and it is true. It's such a sweet place.
Hey, as long as it's consensual, it's allowed.
Exactly. I hope the river loves me back, but yeah. You know, I'm on it every day kayaking, so that may be my ultimate favorite thing. Mm-hmm. But it's just a beautiful space, and I grew up in Chapel Hill. It's so close to Chapel Hill. I learned how to drive in Saxby Hall when I was a little girl, pretty young, and There's just nothing like it, and it's so close to here. So you can really get into nature, and I love that part of it. But at the same time, you can also spend your whole day, your weekend. You can see a farm. You can hold a baby animal. That's what we do with bands when they come. We actually have them get into the river and go kayaking with us, hold some baby, like goats or pigs, and experience really what it's like to be out in nature, not very far from bigger communities, and really feel what it's like to be in a river village that's from a different era.
Speaking of baby animals, has the whole goat yoga thing made its way out to Sacs Baja yet?
I can't say I know that. We do have paddleboard yoga on the river, which is pretty great.
How do you paddleboard and yoga?
A lot of people don't, and I just watch them splash in.
Okay, that's I figured that's how that was going to happen. Yeah, no, you need to do goat yoga. It's
goat yoga. It's
more difficult than you would imagine.
Wow, yeah, it's probably happening. I just don't know.
Yes, it's an actual thing, and you're trying to yoga, and you're supposed to use the goat, but the goat's like, nah, man, I'm going to do my own thing.
Wow, yeah, goats are they can be a little bit crazy.
Yes, if they decide they want to knock you over,
yes. Congratulations.
Yes. Your sleeping dog pose is not going to last much longer.
Right, that's right. And or I have to say there are also goat burgers at the general store that are quite popular, but the goats might not be that happy about that.
We just won't tell them. Yeah. We'll just tell them it's a regular hamburger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can get one of those signs just with a goat saying, eat more beef.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. Heather Lagarde from the Hard River Ballroom. Saturdays in Sacs Baja. This interview is made possible by the support of Alamance County Visitors Bureau. The towns and villages of Alamance County are filled with small surprises. Which ones will you try first? Start your next adventure at visitalamance.com. Heather, thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you. And tell me if you find the hammocks.
I will let you know. 4:13 on the Aaron Keck Show, coming up in just a few minutes here. Your traffic and weather together for the first time this afternoon.